Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas is Daf Kuf Ayin Hey. We're starting Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, about 5 lines off from the bottom, with the words Amar Rav Huna. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Abbas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And so the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Shchiv Meira Shehikdash Kol Nechasov. A Shchiv Meira, a deathly old person who's makdash all of his nechasim to Beis Hamikdash. The Amar, and then later on he said, Mana Plani Biyadi. I have a mana of that guy's in my hand. Basically meaning I owe that guy a mana. Neman, he's believed. Why is this? Chazaka Ina the Ma'aseh Kanunya Al Hekdash. We have a chazaka, a legal presumption that a person is not going to make a kanunya. He's not going to make a trick on Hekdash and try to sneak money away from the Beis HaMikdash by saying that I owe money to that guy, even if he doesn't. We could trust him that he really owes that money to that fellow, and therefore we're going to give it to him. However, Maskel Rav Nachman, asks, will a person make a trick on his kids? You would think not, but what do we see? The Rav Shmuel Dam Chavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, if Shchemera said that that guy has a money by me, it's going to depend whether or not we're going to actually give it to the fellow. Amar Tanu, Naisnin. If the Shchemera also said, Tanu, give it to him, so then we'll give it to him, but Leimer Tanu, ain't Naisnin. If the Shchemera did not say, Tanu, give it to him, so then we will not give the money to that guy. Amo, we see from here, Adam also shaloi lasbiyas banov, that a person will do something not to be masbiya his kids. Literally, masbiya means to make them full or to be satiated. Since his fellow didn't say tanu, we understand that his kavana is just to show people that he's not wealthy and that his kids aren't wealthy, and that's why he made up this whole story, oh, I owe that guy a mana. But in truth, he doesn't, because again, he didn't say the word tanu. And therefore, kofayin heyam and alpha on top, hachanami, over here also, we should say that Adam also shaloi lasbiyas atzmai, that a person will say something not to be masbiya himself, to show that he's not wealthy, and therefore in Rav Huna's case, when he was makdish all of his nechasim, just because afterwards he said that I owe that guy money, it could just be that he doesn't want other people to look at him as wealthy, so he made up this whole story that he owes somebody else money, but he doesn't really, and therefore we're going to give everything to Hekdish, and that guy won't receive the money. So the answer is no. Kikam Rav Huna Hasam, what was Rav Huna talking about over there, that we will give that money to that fellow, Dinak Ishtara, where the guy was holding on to Ishtar, so we'll give him the money. As the Gemara Machal, that implies, to Rav Shmuel, that in the case of Rav and Shmuel, the Loinak Ishtara, where the fellow being spoken about by the Shchiv Meira is not holding on to Ishtar that he's owed money, but then something doesn't make sense, because Amar Tanu, Naisnin, we had said that if the Shchiv Meira expressed Tanu, you should give it to him, so we will give it to him, but why is that? Melval Pehava, this is just a Melval Peh, it's an oral loan, because the guy doesn't have a Shtar, and for Rav Shmuel Dam Chavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, Melval Peh, Einoi Gaiva Lemina Yarshav Lemina Kuchas, that when we're dealing with a Melval Peh, an oral loan, it was just verbally given over, it wasn't written down in a Shtar, that cannot be collected from Yarshav Lemina Kuchas, so something doesn't make sense over here. On one hand, Rav and Shmuel say that if the person expressed Tanu, so we're going to give it to the guy, and that's mashma even if he doesn't have a Shtar, but on the other hand, Rav and Shmuel say that a Milval Peh, which this is basically a Milval Peh, there's no Shtar about it, it cannot be collected from the Yarshim. So therefore, we have a totally different answer, Elam of Nachman. Rather, Rav Nachman gives a different reason. In both situations, the fellow is holding on to a Shtar, and there's still no problem. In the case of Hektish, the guy's Shtar is Mekuyim, so that's what he could collect. But in the case of Rav and Shmuel, the fellow's Shtar is not Mekuyim, and therefore it makes a difference. Amar Tanu Kaime Lishtare. If the Shchiv Meira also said Tanu, give it to him, that is the Shchiv Meira being Mekayim the other guy's Shtar, and therefore we'll give him the money. Whereas Loimer Tanu, if the Shchiv Meira didn't say the word Tanu, like Kaime Lishtare, that means the other guy's Shtar is not considered Mekuyim, and so he can't collect. Now, to a similar day, Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, Shchiv Meira Sha'amar Mana Laplani Biyadi, if the Shchiv Meira said, I have a money of that guy's in my hand, Va'amar Yusaimim, and the Yusaimim said, Paranu, we paid it, meaning after the father died, they claim we already paid that. Now, Manam they're believed. However, let's say the Shchiv Meira said, Tanu Mana Laplani, give him money to that guy, Va'amar Yusaimim Paranu, and afterwards the Yusaimim said, we paid it up already, ain't Namanim, they're not believed. The Gemara asks, Klap Elayo, in which direction are you going? How does this make any sense? Ibcha Mastabra, the exact opposite is much more logical. Amar Tanu Mana, if the father said, give him on it, giving the Paske of Vun Lemilsa, since the father made a clear psak, he gave them clear instruction to give him on it, Ikal Meir Depare. So it makes sense that they paid it up, because their father said, make sure to give that guy money. Whereas if the father had said, Mana Plani Biyadi, I have a money of that guy in my hand, Kivin Deloy Paske of Vun Lemilsa, since the father never gave a psak, he never said, you have to pay that guy, he just said, I have that guy's money in my hand, Ikal Meir Depare. It would be more logical to say that they did not pay the fellow, and therefore, Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar, rather something was stated, this is really what was stated. If a Shchimera said that I have a money of that guy's in my hand, and then later on the Yusaimim said, Chazar v'amar lanu abba, that our father retracted and he told us afterwards, Parati, I paid it up. Now, manim, then they are believed. My time away is that because of Kurim Midkar, we say that the father remembered later on that he actually paid. Originally, he said, I owe that guy a mana, and then later on remembered, wait, I paid him, and so therefore it makes sense if the Yusaimim say that our father was Chazar and said that he paid. Whereas if the father had said, Tanu mana l'plani, give him money to that guy, v'amar Yusaimim, and then later on the Yusaimim said, Chazar v'amar abba, Parati. Our father went back and said that he already paid it. And among them, they're not believed, them Isa de Pare, because if the father had really given that guy a money, why have Amr Tanu? He never would have told his children to give the money, and therefore in that situation, they're not believed. Another question about Shchiv Meira by Rava. Rava asked the following, Shchiv Meira Shahayda, a Shchiv Meira admitted in the presence of Edim, he said that I owe that guy money. Mahu, what's the din? We have two questions. Tsar Chalaymer Atem Edai, Does he have to tell the witnesses that you are officially my edim, or does he not have to say that? Usually, if a person just makes a statement, he says, I owe that guy money, just because there's people there, that doesn't mean that they're edim and that they could be mechayiv him to actually pay. It could be that he was joking. Only if he says, you are my edim, is he now bound to pay that money that he says that he owes. The question is, by shchiv meira, is it different? Another question is, does the shchiv meira have to tell these edim, write it down in a shtar, or does he not have to tell them and they could write it down in a shtar anyway because there's shchiv meira? And here we explain the first question, will a person make a joke at the time of his death or no? As we just explained, if a regular guy says, I owe that guy $100, it could be that it's a joke. But what about a person, a shchiv meira, is about to die, are we going to say that he's making a joke or no? And Basar Dabai, Hadar Pashta, after he asked the question, he answered it, that ain adam shat b'shas misa, a person will not make a joke at the time of his death, and therefore if he says, I owe that guy a money, we can believe him, and he doesn't have to tell the edim that were there, atem edai, you're my witnesses. And furthermore, the words of shchiv meira is if they're written and given over, and therefore he does not have to tell them to write a shtar. And onto the very last mission of the Masechta, we've already learned many of these dinim before, but here we have them written in the mission itself. Hamavas chaver b'shtar, if a person lends his friend, and that loan is recorded in a document, government nechasim mishubadim, that loan can be collected from nechasim mishubadim, which you already know means sold properties. For example, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, they wrote it down in a shtar, and then afterwards, Reuven sold some of his properties to Levi. If when the time comes to pay, Reuven doesn't have any money, Shimon could go to Levi and take those properties away because they are mishubad, they are on lien to pay the loan. However, Alidei Edim, if he only lent him money and Edim witnessed it, but it wasn't written down in a shtar, government nechasim nechayrin, the Malva can only collect from nechasim nechayrin. This is properties that are still by the Loive and they hadn't been sold. And a similar case as well, Kafayin Hayabez on the top, Haiti Alav Ksav Yadai Shu Chayv Loi, if one person takes out a Ksav Yad against the other guy that he owes him money, which means either the Loive wrote it in his own handwriting that I owe that guy money, or it could be that he didn't write in his handwriting, but he signed the bottom, I owe that guy money. So such a thing as well, government nechasim nechayrin can only be collected from nechasim nechayrin and not from Mishubadim, and the Gemara is going to explain why this is. Why is it when it's written in a shtar, it could be collected from Mishubadim, but if it's not written in a shtar, it's just by Edim, or it's just a handwritten paper without Edim, it could only be collected from Bnei Chayrin. Moving on to another din, Arev Yotzei L'Achachitim Shtarois, in Arev, a guarantor, who his name is after the signatures on the shtar, it's after the Edim, Gavin Nechaz Bnei Chayrin, that loan can only be collected from Nechaz Bnei Chayrin. And Maisa, there was a story, Ubalafnei Rabbi Shmuel, they came to Rabbi Shmuel, V'amar, and he said, Gavin Nechaz Bnei Chayrin, it could be collected from Nechaz Bnei Chayrin. However, Amalai Benanas told Rabbi Shmuel, Eina Gavin Lemon Nechaz Mishubadim V'Lemon Nechaz Bnei Chayrin, that such a loan is not able to be collected from the Arev, not from his Mishubadim, and not from his Bnei Chayrin. This Arev is not chayv to pay up the loan at all. Amar Loi, so Rabbi Shmuel asked him, Lama, why is that? So Amar Loi, Benanas responded to him, Arei Chaynikas Echad Bashok. Let's say one guy is choking another guy in the marketplace. It doesn't have to be that he's choking him. It could be that he's shaking him down for his lunch money, saying, you owe me money, pay me right now. And with Chavei Roy, the guy who's being beaten up, his friend encounters him, V'Amar Loi, and he tells the ruffian, Hanach Loi, leave him alone, V'Aniyatan Lecha, I'll pay you, no worries. Putter, that guy's putter. Shalom Unasa Elveyu, because the Malvet didn't lend the Loive the money due to the fact that he trusted his Arev who just walked along now, so the Arev is not Chayiv, even though he said, I'll pay you, he's not Chayiv to pay him. Ela Ezu Arev Shu Chayiv, so what type of Arev, what type of guarantor is Chayiv to pay up the loan if the Loive can't pay it? That's if at the time of the loan he said, Hilveyu Vani Naisin Lecha, you should lend him and I'll pay you if something doesn't work out. So then, Chayiv is Chayiv, Shekin Al Menasa Elveyu, because that's the situation that the Malvet only lent the Loive because he trusted the Arev. And so to over here, when the Loive's name is after the signatories of the Edim, that's not considered a proper Arev, so the Arev is not Chayiv at all. And for Amr Bishmol, Bishmol said when he heard this, Harotze Shiachkim, if a person wants to be smart, Yasek with Dine Mominus, he should involve himself in Dine Mominus, in monetary law. She'en Lecha Mekzaya B'Tayra, Yarse Mehen, because there's no Mekzaya in the Torah greater than them. Because of Ahin Kimayan Hanaveya, they're like a spring that's always swelling up, always flowing, and so you'll become very wise if you learn Dine Mominus. And Harotze Shiachkim B'Dine Mominus, if you want to learn Dine Mominus, Yeshamish as Shemin Benanas, one should be Mishamish, he should act as a servant, which means basically he should be a Talmud to Shemin Benanas. And now we explain why there is or is not Shibud of Karka when there's a halva. Amr Ula says, Dvar Taira, Midai Raisa, Echad Milva B'Shtar, Echad Milva Alpe, Gavim Nechas Mishubadim. It doesn't make a difference if the loan was recorded in a shtar or was just halva Alpe, the lender could actually collect from Nechas Mishubadim. My time out, why is that? Shibud of Dai Raisa, because really Shibud is Dai Raisa. We have a pasuk in the Torah that says, Yoytze Elecha Avoit. This is talking about a malve getting mashka in a collateral from the loive. So we see that the loive's money, his stuff, is Mishubad to pay the loan, and that's Midai Raisa. Ve'el Matam Amru, Milva Alpe, Enigab El Menechas Mene Chayrin. So why is it the Chum said that when it's halva Alpe, it's an oral loan, you can only collect from Nechasim Bnei Chayrin and not Mishubadim? If Midaraisa really should be able to collect from Mishubadim, that's Mishum Seh the Lekuchais, because of the loss of the Lekuchais. If Reuven borrowed money from Shimon Alpe, no one's going to know about it. It doesn't have a coil. The word doesn't go out on the street that he borrowed money. Now Levi's going to come and buy Reuven's properties, unbeknownst to him that there's a Shibud on them, and then Shimon's going to take them away from Levi, and that's not fair. That's a loss for Lekuchais. And therefore, by Aval Apet, the Chum said, you can't collect from a Shibadim. Asking Mari Hachim, that's so, Milva Bishtar Nami. Even if the Aval was recorded in a Shtar, we should also say that there's going to be a loss for Lekuchais. The Mari answer is Hasam over there, Inu Ninhu Davsidu Anafshayu, them, the buyers, they cause themselves to lose out, because when a loan is recorded in a document with Edim, there is a Kail. Everybody knows about it, and therefore, those Lekuchais shouldn't have bought these properties that had a Shibud on them, and it's their fault if those properties get taken away. But now we have a totally different explanation. Rabba Amar Rabba says, that really midai raisa. It doesn't make difference if the loan was recorded in a shtar or if it was oral halva. One can only collect from nechasim bnei chayrin. My time, why is that? Because shibud alav dai raisa. Shibud is not dai raisa. This pasuk we just quoted previously is not referring to a shibud that takes place at the time of the halva. It's referring to way later on when the loiva is chayiv to pay and he doesn't come up with money. So the bezin tells the malva, okay, you could take a mashkan from him. But that doesn't mean that there was a shibud originally when they took the loan. And so matam amru milv b'shtar gam nechasim shubadim. Why is it the Chum said that when the halva was recorded in a shtar, one could collect from nechasim shubadim? That's kedesh leitinal delos b'fnei loivin, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers. No one's going to ever be able to borrow money. The malva is not going to be able to go to the lekuchais and take property away. Ask Mar Yachi, if that's so, then milva panami. Even if it's an oral halva, we should be able to collect from nechasim shubadim, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers. And the Mar answers, hasam over there, less leikala. There's no kail, and so lekuchais don't know that they're getting themselves into a sticky situation by purchasing this property, which later on is going to be collected from them. Therefore, no collecting from shubadim if it's just oral halva. Ask the Gemara, Umiyamar Rabba Hachi, does Rabba really say this, that the shibud on the loiva's properties is not midaraisa? Vama Rabba, Rabba says, in regards to Bukhar collecting double, gavu karka, yeshloi, gavu mois, ainloi. If the Yisraelim collected a loan that was owed to their father, and that collection was made in karka, then yeshloi, the Bukhar, gets double in that karka. But if they collected mois for their father's debt, the Bukhar does not get double. Now we know that a Bukhar only gets double in muhzak, that which his father owned before death. And so technically, something coming to the state after the father dies is called roi. That's not muhzik, and therefore the Bukhar shouldn't receive double. But from the fact that Rab over here paskins that a Bukhar gets double in properties that were collected for a debt owed to the father, and again, that means that this is coming after the father died, but nonetheless, he still gets double, we learn that this property was meshubit to the father mid-da'ai raisa. And Mechit Tema says to Gemara, if you want to suggest that epach d'rabba l'ula u'd'ula l'rabba, let's switch the shitas around. Rabbas to ulas and ulas to rabbas, and that Rabba really does hold that shibud is da'ai raisa. That can't be because va'amar ula, ula himself said, d'var t'ara mid-da'ai raisa, bal chayv dina b'ziburis, that a bal chayv, when he's collecting properties from somebody else, from the lekuchais, he only gets ziburis, he gets the lowest quality property. As we see beferush, that ula holds that shibud is daraisa. The Gemara answers, no problem. Rabba, tamid me my rabba ka'amar, v'lei, lo yisvir lehi. Rabba, when he said this din of a bachar collecting double, he was just giving a reason for the b'nei ma'arava are the chamim in Eretz Yisrael. They were the ones that had said this din about a bachar, and Rabba was just explaining it, but he was explaining their shita, not that he holds that. Rabba himself holds that shibud is not daraisa. And continue to discuss this, we have more of machlaikas. Rabba Shmuel and Chavayu, both Rabba and Shmuel say, milval peh, inu gav lemon yoshev lemon l'kuchais. If it's just a halva peh, it's a regular oral halva, it wasn't recorded in a document, one is not able to collect that loan from yarshim or from l'kuchais. And my time, why is that? Because shibud olav daraisa, shibud is not daraisa. Or Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amit Chavayu, both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlakish say, milval peh, gav lemon yarshim lemon l'kuchais. If it's a halva peh, mid daraisa, one would be able to collect from yarshim or from l'kuchais, even though it wasn't recorded in a shtar. My time, why is that? Because shibud is daraisa, shibud is daraisa. But now, Meisvei, we have a question from Raisa on Rav and Shmuel. A guy's digging a pit in Rosh Hashanah, which he's not allowed to do, and some guy's shar falls on him and kills him, Potter, the owner of the shar is Potter, because this guy shouldn't have been digging a pit in Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, if the shar also died, the yarshim of the one who dug the pit are chayv to pay the owner of the shar for his loss because the shar died falling into the pit. Now the fact that the pit digger himself would be chayv to pay for the shar is only considered a halva al pet. Nothing was recorded in a document, and that means that when he dies, it goes to his yarshim. That means his yarshim have a chiv to pay a halva al peh. So we see from here that shibud is dairaisa, like Rabbi Yechon Shlakesh, not like Rav and Shmuel. However, on this, Amar Avila, Amar Rav, he answers, Bishamad Badin. We're talking about where the pit digger was brought to Din Taira, and Bazin was ready to chive him to pay, and therefore it's not considered halva al peh. Ask Amar, how could we say that? Va'arugik tani. It says very clearly that the shar killed the pit digger. So how could we say that we brought him to Bazin? And on this, we answer, Amar Vada Brava, Shasai Trefa. It just means that the shar made him into a trefa, it mortally wounded him, he was going to die soon, but before he died, they were able to wheel him to Bezdin in his hospital bed, and they were able to paskin that he's chayv to pay for the shar, and that's before he died, and again, now that he dies, that chiv of his is being transferred to his yarshim, but it's not a halva apeh. Ask Gemara, how can we say that? V'amar of Nachman said, Tani Tana, Atana taught a braisa, that meis ukvaroi, that not only did the shar fall on this guy, and he died, it buried him, meaning the guy was buried in the very pit that he dug, and the shar fell on him, and so we can't say that he was schlepped to Bezdin, and that they paskin, he's chayv to pay. He died in the pit and he stayed there. Where it's no problem. Hasam over there. They're actually dayanim sitting at the edge of the pit, v'chayvuhu, and they were mechayev him to pay for the shor before he died, and then he died and was buried there. Now we have a final psak in this whole gemara. Kufayin vav amalaf on the top. Amar papa, papa says hilchasad halacha is milva pe gavim na yarshim. That if it's oral halva, we are able to collect from yarshim, but ve'ena gavim na lekuchas, one is not able to take properties away from lekuchas. And the reason for this is gavim na yarshim, an oral halva could be collected from yarshim k'deish loytinol davus b'fnei loyvin, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers. If a lender knows that when this borrower dies, he's never going to be able to get the money from the yarshim, so he's never going to lend money. Therefore, we could collect from yarshim. However, ve'ena gavim lekuchas, a milva pe cannot be collected from lekuchas delas lekala, because as we said before, it doesn't have a koil. The lekuchas don't know that this person whom they're purchasing property from owes money, and it's not fair for them, then now the malva is going to take the property away from them. So milval peh cannot be collected from lekuchas, but yes, from yarshim. Work is happy for the day, and pick up tomorrow with the very last daf in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.